Good morning. Sorry for the delay. Technology, you have to love it. It worked yesterday, that's all I can say, so I really appreciate your patience. So you're going to see me walking around a little bit because I'm going to have to go up here and advance my slides. I wanted to use Prezi, which is always a little scary because you need internet connection, which they do have here. Riverside's great for that. But I wanted to embed some videos. It's just the easiest platform to do that in, so thanks for bearing with me. I am the executive director of the most currently. I must have sent my old bio. Those were my previous jobs. I am the executive director for the last 3 years at the Boise Convention and Visitors Bureau, overseeing the marketing, promoting, and selling of our city and our destination to get visitors to come and spend the night here. So I'm hoping that today, this morning, you'll take away three different things: that tourism means business, it's big business, it's a big economic driver for Boise and the surrounding area, and the value of all the new hotels and meeting space. I've heard a lot, we get a lot of questions about, is this all needed? Boy, there's a lot of hotels that have gone up, are we going to be able to fill them? And I have some points to share on that. And then there's a way that I think we all can help expand and bring more business to Boise. And so sometimes until, you know, it's pointed out to you directly, you don't really think, wow, is there a way I can impact this? But I think even this organization, every single person's involved in some sort of organization, whether it be a national or regional organization, a sporting organization, like your grandchildren, your children play in a certain sport. All of that can be brought to Boise. So with that, I just wanted to start with, we have, this is only a 30-second kind of commercial that we've used a lot in some of the sporting events that we support. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, the Boise Albertsons Open that's just finished up here. We're able to take our longer commercial and reutilize it in smaller segments. So this 30-second spot that we've been using for a couple years, we're going to be redoing it this year, even though I still love it. I love the how it showcases Boise, and I hope you do. That was the quick, down and dirty version. I have a couple more videos to show, so I wanted to do the short one for you. Just to give you a little idea of what our organization does, our mission is to get people to come to Boise. So it's to get heads and beds, all types of people doing all types of things. So everything from the business traveler, meetings, conventions, is about 60% of our business, to visitors, leisure travelers, cultural, arts, sporting events have become really big for us. And so we do that in a variety of ways. We have a lot of great partnerships. We don't own anything. We are the non-biased, client-driven connector. So we're the informational resource. There are thousands of destination marketing organizations like ourselves all over the country doing just what we do. And so meeting planners and event planners know that they can go to an organization like ours that's a nonprofit organization and get referrals and places to connect with as far as hotels, the best venues, off-site venues, where to have their meetings and events, and save them time and money in the long run. So we put together, when we're talking about economic impact of the meetings business, a kind of fun little video that I thought this early in the morning you might enjoy. Haven't been able to show it a whole lot, but it kind of just shows, because a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, say, you know, how does tourism impact us? I'm a dry cleaner, or I'm, you know, I do nails, or I, you know, we don't see impact on what you do. And so this is to showcase a little bit more that there is actually an impact across the board in our community. So, let's get that.
Just take a minute to load because I didn't load it before. And if not, I have it on a, I have it on my thumb drive. I've got all these backups this morning. That might be the Wi-Fi. I can turn on that. So while I'm pulling that up, you know, this is really, as you can see, such an exciting time in Boise, where, you know, with three new hotels in downtown Boise, one out by the airport, that's added about 500 new rooms to our overnight repertoire, and Jump going up Gilbert Basin. I see Susan here. They've done a phenomenal job creating a year-round destination there, and that's really exciting for our visitors coming to town as well as our convention attendees.
So, how was the big convention?
Now, I know we were hesitant all last week about having to go because we didn't know what to expect, but boy, were we wrong about Boise.
So, we leave at 9 a.m. and we're thinking, how can it possibly take us over 7 hours to get to Idaho?
Well, that's because you thought we were going to Iowa.
Right, whatever. But seriously, we had no idea where we were headed. We had to look it up on a map.
So as we were landing, all we could see was wide open space, and then, boom, there was a sea of green. There were trees everywhere. We were surprised to see that so many different airlines served the city, and the airport was beautiful.
And remember that shuttle driver? How nice was he?
Oh my gosh, everyone in Boise is so nice. But this driver, he knew everything about the city, and the trip was free, courtesy of our hotel.
Welcome to your convention hotel. Checking in this evening?
Yes, Elizabeth and Barbara checking in. We're here with a big convention this week.
Wonderful. June is such a fun time to visit Boise. I know you'll just love it. Alrighty then. We've got you both on the 8th floor, so you should have a lovely view of downtown and the foothills.
Oh, she was not kidding about the view. What looked like open space from the airplane were grassy foothills covered with trails. I posted a picture from my room on Facebook and Instagram. Did you guys all like it?
Yeah, and we could see the convention center from our hotel.
I'm so bummed we didn't have time to check out those trails. Apparently, hiking and mountain biking are, like, things that everyone does there.
So once we hit the streets, we ran into the nicest man our first morning there.
Oh, he was so nice.
So there we are, starving and totally in need of coffee, and this guy appears on the corner next to us.
Yeah, of course we're looking like total dorks, because we're already wearing our convention name badges.
The horror. So this guy says to us,
"Ladies, can I help you find something?"
Coffee. Close by. Fast. Hot.
Oh, excuse her. But yes, if you could help us find a coffee shop, we're a bit lost.
You're in luck. There are 6 coffee shops within 6 blocks of you. There's a great one just up this street and around the corner.
Well, since we've got you here, do you know much about Boise? We've got free time, and we're really not sure what to do with it.
Like, where's the baked potato bar? What time's the rodeo?
I've got all kinds of suggestions, more than you probably have time for. Here's what I do this week.
Morning, Dave.
So we took his advice and packed in as much as we could between our really interesting meetings at the big convention. We went to this place called the Basque Block. We had an amazing lunch. You know, I'm not so sure who the Basques are, but they make a mean paella.
We visited the Capitol building, which apparently anyone can just wander through.
Oh, and what a great gift shop. We signed up for the convention night out at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
Great theater in a gorgeous outdoor setting. With wine!
Yeah, and speaking of wine, we also took a tour of nearby wineries. You guys can look forward to sharing the case of rosé we shipped back.
Look, you can see where you spilled wine on your shirt that night.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Well, good thing that nice front desk lady sent it out and got it cleaned in one day for me. Oh, and we haven't even told you about the best part of the trip yet.
We had a whole free day on Friday, and we decided to go whitewater rafting on the Boise River. It runs right through downtown.
Right, because as you all know, Liz and I are all about outdoor adventures.
And of course, we packed nothing that would be appropriate to navigate a raging river, so we just had to do a little shopping. Oh my gosh, we were so pumped. We knew it was going to be awesome.
We started down the river, and we totally knew we'd be fine. I mean, I spend a ton of time in Vegas, and I can float the lazy river at the Mirage like a pro.
That first rapid was a monster, but we rocked it.
There must have been, what, 10 rapids? It was pretty hardcore, but we made it.
But after such a rough ride, we needed to repair a few nails.
Yeah, we're already planning our trip back to Boise.
So, sounds like you had a great time. But how was the conference?
Oh, right.
Great speakers. Learned a lot.
Hey, Larry. Good week for convention traffic?
Oh, yeah.
Mountain America Credit Union is committed to supporting the communities where our members live, work, and play. We are proud to support the Boise Convention and Visitor Bureau's mission to bring in more visitors, helping to grow the local economy.
Well, I thought that was fun to share. So another question that we get is, how are we funded? We're funded primarily through a hotel tax. There's a 2% state bed tax that's collected through Idaho Tourism, and what they do is they grant 1% back to the regions that generated it. And last year, they statewide collected $11 million. So half goes towards state marketing, and then half gets generated back into those communities where it came from. So this year, based on that, we were awarded $926,000 to spend on marketing, promoting, and selling the area. And that's not used for salaries, operations. So we are pretty lean and mean. We have about four of us full-time and two part-time people doing what a lot of cities our size, like Spokane, probably has 18 people doing what we do. So I think we get a lot done, and we've been pretty successful with our small team. So the other part that we do have a great relationship, and Cliff is here from the Boise Center. We have a marketing contract with them to help market the Boise Center, because that is such a big economic driver for Boise. So that's primarily, we have definitely, the city of Boise has a small grant for us that helps with some of the other sporting events and some of the things we do. But primarily this is a hotel visitor tax that funds that. So tourism is, and you may have heard this before, agriculture is the number one technology, and we are the third largest industry in Idaho. So it is big business. $3.3 billion spent direct travel spending in the state, and we're about a third of that here in Southwest Boise. And then our visitors, we did visitor research a couple of years, well, 2 years ago now, and I don't think a lot has changed from this. We are still about 60% business travelers and convention business, 35% leisure, a lot of visiting friends and family. I think that's an area of growth that is going to continue to happen as business travelers come, experience Boise, surprised by all the amenities and things that Boise has to offer, and then they return with their families, return on their own. And then some, and you're seeing more of this, the leisure traveler, they're calling it, the business leisure, where they're actually combining both business and leisure. And then our top five markets, probably no surprise, Seattle, Salt Lake, Portland, Spokane, and Los Angeles. And then business travelers spend a little bit more than leisure travelers, and this is a little bit lower than, I think it's gone up. I actually didn't update that. Was it 270 now for the business traveler?
It's higher, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's higher than 250. So that includes everything from lodging, eating out, everything that they're doing in the area. So Idaho Tourism employs 41,000 people, and this is direct tourism and not all the ancillary businesses that were kind of represented in the video. This is people in the hotels, in the car rentals, in the airline business. So 13,200 in the Southwest region. And then, speaking of the new hotels, that was about a $104 million investment combined that all the hotels did to build those products. The Marriott Residence Inn is due to be open in October, and that will add another 180 rooms to our market. What's interesting is when we talk about hotel demand and the supply, actually probably should show the supply first. In 2012, we had just about the same number of rooms that we have today. So we have lost some rooms. So when people say, there's all these new products, all this new hotel product that's come on the market, can we fill them? Well, I'll show you that we can, and we have been filling them. I just talked to a hotel last night that was one of those hotels that was a little worried about all these properties coming into the market, and they said they had the best month in 20 years last month. ever. So Boise is doing really well in that regard. So we're probably just about a 9,000 room night supply. How we represent rooms in the travel industry is 180 room hotel, 30 nights in a month is 5,000 room nights. So when we're talking room supply, this is room nights. We have about 6,000 hotels in the whole area. Hotel rooms in the whole area, but multiplying by 30 room nights and get your supply. So we'll go back to the demand. That has been slowly increasing since 2012 as well. And this is for the region. It's not just the Boise District area, because we represent, when we bring in sporting events, and they're staying all the way to Nampa, Meridian, our biggest supply of rooms, and I'm sorry, I feel like I have my back to you guys all the time. Our biggest supply of rooms are in the Boise metro area, Spectrum, the airport, the mall area, and then even out in Park Center area. But there's, definitely a supply that's been growing in Meridian and in Nampa. And so when we have events like Far West Soccer that brings in, and utilizes 12,000 room nights, they even stay as far as Mountain Home sometimes. That's getting fewer now that we're getting more hotel rooms, but they have been known to even stay as far as Mountain Home. So I kind of wanted to show you both of them together, where they're kind of coming together between the supply and the demand. We've been running at about a 74% occupancy, which is great, very healthy. We are really strong because of the business climate is a Sunday through Thursday business traveler, and so the weekend business is where we could use a little bit of help, and that's where some of the sporting events and other cultural events, leisure travelers really fit in, because I think it drops, way below that on the weekend, or I know it does. And then revenue. What's been great is hotels have been able to charge more than they've ever been able to charge before. It's still very, very, and I travel, my team and myself, we travel all over the country representing Boise, and it's still very reasonable here. But that said, they're able to charge more than they've been able to. The Boise Center expansion, so they've invested $47.5 million in their wonderful expansion, and then the walkway between the connectivity between the two buildings, as well as if you've not been in there, the existing space, which is now called Boise Center West, is they added from the theater style room, they added a junior ballroom. They kind of repurposed that room. It wasn't being utilized as much as everybody loved that room. It just wasn't being rented as much. And now I'm sure it's probably way more than it ever has been represented. So I think it's these steps from Cliff to address, was it needed? Are we filling the space? We've had 88 more meetings and events, conventions in the Boise Center now within the last year and a half, for 2 years since the building was expanded and built. So we do have more space, and it's filling up. We are able to market to up to 70% of the business that's available in the country. It doesn't mean we're going to get 70% more business. We'd love that, but it just means that we have the opportunity now with this space, and it's definitely between that and the new hotel product, we've been able to bring a lot of great groups to the city and community. So you probably have overheard about the epidemiologists. I know that they ran that a lot because it was a big deal for our area. It was our first citywide where we represented 12 hotels and took up every bit of meeting space. So it kind of set the bar that it's possible and it can happen. And we hope to have that and make that happen more and more. So they came in June. And then due to the new space, we're able to also get the International Asset Management Council. And what that is, we worked with BVEP on that. It's a site selector group that's very people that you would want to have. They're decision makers for companies like Coca-Cola, and, where they would typically, they've never been to Boise, and I think it's a great way of capturing this market and really showcasing all that we have to offer. And in 2020, everything will be really done, and we'll really be able to roll out the red carpet for that. And I don't know if you heard the news last night. We're excited to announce the Big Sky Conference is coming to Boise for the first time ever in 2019, 20, and 21. In 2021, it's going to be the same year as the NCAA that's happening at Taco Bell. So we'll have a month of basketball. So it's men's and women's basketball, 22 teams. It'll be an exciting week in March each of those years, and probably bring about, we have an impact calculator that we use through an industry organization, so it'll bring an impact of, we conservatively think about $1.5 million each year to the area. We also have the National Football Bowl Association coming this April, and they considered Boise once things started expanding and they had the product that they could bring their group here. They've never been here either. So a lot of good news for Boise, and I think we'll keep hearing more and more about that. So one of the things that we wanted to recognize, when people come to Boise, they often say how welcoming and friendly everyone is. And that's something that you can't, I mean, it's the Western hospitality, it's the Western way, right? And it's something that everyone is very proud of the city, they're passionate about the city. So whoever they come across, whether they're in the industry or not, they're helpful. I mean, I've had travel writers say they're walking down the street and they may have a map or something and someone grabs them, oh, I can show you the way to where you want to go, and have you tried this and have you tried that? And so we want to continue that. I mean, it's one of those things where exceptional customer service is what we're about. It's part of our brand. And so last year we started for the first time a recognition of Service Excellence Award, and it was wildly successful. What we did was it was no owners. It wasn't ownership of businesses or hotels, or you could be a manager for one of the awards, but it was all the back of the house and the front of the house and the people that are making a difference every day and have come in contact with the customers and recognizing them for what they do. So we're going to do it again this year in April. We don't have the location set yet, but it's going to be April 9th. And if it will work, I'll show you this video of last year. If not, I have it on my thumb drive. But what I wanted to say is, when you're out in the community and you're experiencing exceptional customer service, and it can be with Uber drivers, with your bartenders, wait staff, anyone that you come in, shop owner, shop grocery store, anything in customer service, nominate them for this year as you're going along. And I'd say the people that won last year, there were six awards, they were people that were a little bit more was written about them. Not just I ran into this one person, it was a great experience. But a little bit of their background. So if you could find out a little bit about them. All right, I've got it. We did a CenturyLink Arena last year, and we're probably not going to go back there. It was a big undertaking, kind of turning or transforming that space, which is kind of exciting to have a new place to have it. But I will say that the people that were honored had never been recognized to this level before, and they brought their family and dressed up, and it was just a real special night. So we kind of showed you a little video that the production company sent us and did for us, so we could promote it for future years. it's at Boise.org, Rose-Awards. Appreciate any nominations for that. So I'll just end, and then I'm open for questions, is with the ask of, and I kind of alluded to this in the beginning, if you have a meeting or any organization you're involved in, just come, chat with us. Reach out to me or my team. We're happy to help get that here. And I know there's just a lot of organizations that they're not in the meeting business, or they just don't know where to start. So you can start with us, and we'll put you in the right direction. So thank you. Thank you very much for your time today, and sorry for the delay. I think it all ended up working out with you. So thank you.
No, do you usually does anyone have any questions for me, or are we good? Yes.
Where are you?
Where are we located? We are currently in the C.W. Moore building, which is 250 South 5th Street. It's the greenish building right off of Front Street on the third floor, with the Chamber and Viva. We're all on one floor. And for those that aren't aware, about 2 years ago, we emerged under the Chamber of Commerce. So we are the tourism division of the Chamber. Then they have the economic division. So it's been great as far as strategically bringing in things like IMC. It's also been great for awareness. I mean, we've been really good at our job of getting people to come here, but nobody knew about our organization and who's doing this and how are these people getting here and why do we have this sporting event. So it's been great for awareness as well, because it's such a business organization that's well connected in the community. So what's happening is we're actually buying space for the first time in over 100 years. The Chamber is part of the parking garage structure that's going up right off of Front Street. There's the ground floor that's 13,000 square feet, and so we're going to be moving over there in January. We'll be on the main floor, and it'll be a lot less. We'll be able to do a better service. It'll be less than rent. We'll say that by actually doing it this way. So we're excited about that. We're excited about being more visible for visitors and people to be able to walk in and get information from us. Yeah.
I hear a lot of pros and cons about a baseball stadium being built in Boise. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a loaded question. I can tell you that if it's built, we can certainly attract and utilize it for a lot of different things. Meetings, conventions, I mean, it's another venue for us. So as far as our job goes, it's another asset and opportunity for us to bring in sporting events. I can tell you a need, in addition, that can address one need. Another need would be kind of and this doesn't have to be even downtown, it could be out by Ice World or whatever, a multi-purpose structure that can be cement, that could be converted for basketball and volleyball and, some indoor stuff as well. But one of the things that wasn't up there was Far West Soccer. That is returning also in 2019 and 2020, and that brings a $10 million economic impact for Boise. And so, I think they'd be excited. I know youth soccer would be excited if it was a multi, if it could be used for baseball and soccer. And I know that we could certainly use it for even creatively for concerts or, meetings and conventions. So I don't know. I mean, that hopefully helped you a little. I mean, I'm basing it on what our organization can do for it. Yeah.
You mentioned that one of your roles is to give exceptional service. How do you collaborate that with the hospitality industry? How do you help the hotels and retail shops to deliver that exceptional service? Because it's a big thing, and exceptional service is huge.
Exceptional service?
I'm a hospitality specialist.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know how you're helping.
Yeah. Well, I think for us, what we've been able to do is more informational. So we've been meeting quarterly with our hospitality community and networking. I think that's helpful as well. What we do need to do more of, and I know that we've been collaborating a little bit with the Downtown Boise Association on some walking tours and educational, because we have a lot of turnover in the hospitality industry, especially the front of the house, like, you know, front desk, and is more what we have here, you know, what we have in the area, because a lot of times people drive into work and they drive home and they don't experience, you know, what's right around them. So for referrals, we do more of that. But as far as doing, we'd love to get together, and if you have some ideas and you want to meet with us, we'd love to do like a tourism boot camp that would involve some more customer service hospitality training. We used to do it years ago when our staff got really lean. That was a service that, you know, we couldn't directly do as much, but I'd love to bring something like that back, because it is who we are, and we don't want to lose that. Yeah.
I'm Robert Sturt, tennis pro. I'm on a national indoor tennis tournament at Boise Rec and Swim Club. I bring about 100 players in. So it's not big, but 100 players anyway.
That's great.
And the concern from the players is the airport, the direct flights. Mm-hmm. And do you have any influence on creating additional direct flights from, I get Florida, Southern Cal, Midwest? What kind of drives that decision making?
You know, the airlines drive it, honestly. The Boise Chamber, and Phil Connor's a huge thing for him, and so what we do, and he's always drilling me to do, is we help support the existing service and when new service is announced. So when a new potential, or we're trying to go after a new market, we can show them the portfolio. These are the things we can do for you to help your service be successful. And then one of the things the Chamber does is, let's say they want service from Billings to Boise, they will find all those businesses that have businesses in Billings and Boise and provide that kind of information as well to the airlines. But I mean, you know, we've had a grant, the airline has had a grant to, it was a couple of years where they could have, it was $1 million to get East Coast service, and there was no airline that would do it. They didn't want to take one, because it's a long flight, right? They could do a lot of smaller and make more money doing some two-hour flights rather than the four-hour across the country. It will come eventually. I mean, I feel like for the city of our size, we have great connectivity west of the Mississippi, you know, from Chicago west. We have 20 nonstop air markets, so it's really the East Coast connection. And it's also, we try to educate and tell our clients that it's booking early also, because what we'll hear is, we can't get any flights, or it's $800, well, then they waited for a month, you know, before they're coming. And so, you know, that part's educational as well, but it, you know, I think it's coming. It's just continuing to work with the airlines and get them to make the decision.
Another question on hotel pricing. One of the big attractions that I market to my players is that it's a fairly cheap trip for them to come to Boise, mm-hmm. as compared to playing in Seattle, whatever. With the hotels now, we have more supply, but I've noticed that the pricing has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, players have, I mean, sure, it's $79 to $89 a night, so comparatively it's still cheap, but do you see the price leveling off with these new hotels, or do you think they're going to continue to go up?
I have a feeling that they'll level a little. I mean, they're going to have to, especially on weekends. And for groups, you know, it depends on the time of year. When does your group come?
It's in May.
May.
Yeah, first of May.
And over a weekend?
It's 10 days. I run two tournaments, the men's 55s and the men's 50s.
Do you work with our office?
Yes.
Okay. So they're getting the best idea of pricing for you. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be weeks, you know. I mean, I think they're gradually. They're kind of pushing there. The market right now.
Okay.